The Lord be with you. I am going to introduce our speaker before the prayer because then the prayer will make a bit more sense. We have a pastor with us today, John Matthews. John Matthews is the senior pastor at Grace Lutheran Church in Apple Valley. There's three other parts of his resume that I'll share. The first, besides being the senior pastor at Grace Lutheran, he's an adjunct professor of religion at Augsburg College. He was the one of the founding members of the ELCA Consultative Panel for Lutheran-Jewish Relations, and he is a past president of the English language section of the International Bonhoeffer Society. He has very strong connections with Bonhoeffer literature and actually the Bonhoeffer family. And so when we were talking, my challenge to him was to consider how this great theologian would intersect with the lives of St. Olaf students. So that is his charge this morning. With that said, I'm going to read a brief quote and then we will pray. This is a quote from Bonhoeffer, not Pastor Matthews. Human beings as spirit are necessarily created in community. That human spirit is general, in general, is woven into the web of society. God does not desire a history of individual human beings, but the history of the human community. Let us pray. Inspire in us, O God, a deep commitment to community, that we might be generous with ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Help us to take seriously the call to love both the neighbor and the stranger in our midst. Amen.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today and to spend these moments together. And I want to thank Pastor Matt for the invitation to speak in chapel here. I am a graduate of that other Norwegian immigrant college up in the Red River Valley, singing with Paul Christiansen, who was a St. Olaf graduate, though, and directed the Concordia Choir for several decades up there. So it's great to be here. I've not been in this chapel before, and consider it to be that kind of sister institution. We have just a few minutes together, so it's a high charge or a challenge to bring a few thoughts together, not only a text, but also something of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6 there, I think, of that Gospel of Matthew, we find the words, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be yours as well." That's a single verse for us to just think about under the umbrella here of a few thoughts about Bonhoeffer. We begin, though, with an illustration. The story is told of a pastor who was doing the children's sermon, and we do that a lot, where 20 or 30 or 50 children are gathered up in the front of the church at the beginning of sermon time. This pastor had the dream, or wanted to use an illustration, which is great with children, and asked the children at that point if they knew what that brown little animal was that raced around the yard. And of course, nobody answered, as often happens in children's sermons. He said, well, I have to increase the detail here. So he said, the little brown animal with the little ears here and the bushy tail. And still no child was willing to answer. Third time around, he said, well, you know, the little brown animal with the tiny ears and the bushy tail and collects acorns and then hides them for the winter and all. And finally, one little gentleman raised his hand and said, Pastor, it sounds like a squirrel, but I bet it's Jesus. Huh? Children learn very, very early on that everything we talk about in church revolves around Jesus, as it should be, I suppose, because we do call it the Christian church. We enjoy and savor, if you will, at Christmas time, the birth of Jesus. We teach his parables. We pray about healing. We, of course, celebrate his presence in so many ways, and we focus often on the death and resurrection of Jesus. It is about Jesus. Yet to be authentic and to be true to Jesus, I think, means to not just focus on him, but also on the kingdom of God that Jesus embraced. After all, Jesus was a first century Jew. He was a Second Temple Jew, probably of the school of Hillel. Jesus was born and lived and died a Jew. He faithfully observed the Torah, as you probably know, and at no point did he ever disavow or repudiate the Judaism that he had inherited. In fact, the Christian church has confessed and preaches that God's faithfulness, which established that covenant with Israel long before, that was further expressed in the person of Jesus. The love of God that we know in Jesus Christ is not different, it's not in conflict with, nor does it ever supersede God's love and faithfulness that we see in Israel. So these words here that we read from the sixth chapter of Matthew's gospel, likely spoken by Jesus, aren't just words about him. Jesus' words and actions, his whole life, his ministry, his presence, was beyond himself in those words, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." I was privileged when focusing in graduate school on the legacy of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, that German pastor, theologian, martyr, most people know something about, was able and privileged to become acquainted with and befriend a number of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's family and his students and his colleagues back. They were then in their 60s or 70s, and so we say none of those are alive today. But during my study in the 70s and 80s, meeting those family members and colleagues was a rich life experience. One of those students of his was Wolf-Dieter Zimmermann, who lived in Berlin still. And he and his wife came and lived with us for a couple of months when he taught at Hamline University in the Twin Cities in 1986. Well, before evening meals, we would say a prayer, but first or second night that he and his wife were with us around the table with our two young daughters, we were going to pray, as many families pray, a table grace, and so we launched into the "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed." And we thought, well, that's as good as you can do. It's what we always do. But as the mealtime conversation unfolded now, this is one of Bonhoeffer's students in his 70s then. He said, "You know, Bonhoeffer taught us that that prayer, which does come from Luther, is not really a very good prayer." And I thought, well, this is a wonderful way to have a dinner conversation. "Bonhoeffer taught us," Zimmermann said, "that Jesus is not our guest. We are his guest." And I took that for what it was, and it caused me to reflect many, many times on the fact that God's kingdom is at the center of reality, not ours, not mine. Bonhoeffer's Christology lectures, which he gave in Berlin in 1933, powerfully locate Jesus Christ at the center, not only of the church and sacraments and preaching, but also at the very center of history, of humankind, and even of nature. Dietrich Bonhoeffer followed that great Reformed theologian Karl Barth, and he understood and proclaimed the witness of Jesus Christ, that is the kingdom of God, the reign of God, at the center of all reality. Now, perhaps always, but I observe especially in our day, and I hear it a lot, and you can reflect with me or see if this confirms your experience, that parallel to this mass exodus out of churches, especially mainline churches, but churches, as an organization, as an institution, parallel to that exodus is a sentiment, a general sentiment among lots of people, that the church as we know it, that the faith as it's been understood, just doesn't meet my needs. Or said differently, I often hear that religious belief really adds nothing to people's lives, that Christian worship does little to make things better. Perhaps belief in something greater and commitment to someone higher has seen its better days or is dying off. One could look at the facts, the statistics, and draw that conclusion. But it's here, I think, that the words of Jesus that we're thinking about today and that Bonhoeffer spoke about so much in discipleship in the Sermon on the Mount. These words recorded that we hear today from the gospel, that they have real significance. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see, God did not call Israel nor express God's self in Jesus to simply improve our little kingdom. In answer to how Christian faith or weekly worship or chapel attendance or daily prayers will enhance or improve your life or mine, maybe they won't. The call to Israel, the invitation of Jesus here, to lives of faith and obedience, will be for our engagement with God's work, with God's will, with God's kingdom, not just ours or how we see it. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest? No, I don't think so. We are, in this world, his guest and his servant. So in baptism, we are declared children of God. In our discipleship, we are committed to living for the kingdom of God. Now I'd like to swing back around finally at that same verse that we see here. I would be remiss, I would be selling the gospel or the kingdom of God short if I were not to now spend just a moment, a brief time on that second half of verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Yes, we begin there because that's where it begins, where God meets us. But then it says, and all these things will be given unto you. The consequences are the outcome, the reward of seeking first God's kingdom or Christ's call will be to know life in its fullest and experience life at its best. But always in that order, seek first God's kingdom. Bonhoeffer said Christ is the center. We are not. We are guests, Zimmerman said. Bonhoeffer's summary statement in his prison correspondence from 1944 was that Christians, like the church, exist for others. And so I asked this question back to, or re-asked the question, what about those of us or those near us who ask, what does church do for us? What does belief in God serve? How does it serve me? I think for Bonhoeffer, but for Jesus here in this brief verse in the Sermon on the Mount, we may be blessed finally, but it doesn't begin because we're asking or demanding or seeking that blessing. And today that will be countercultural and at least counter-religious. I often think that we ask the wrong question, we're beginning in the wrong place. What has all this to do with me or with my kingdom? Maybe nothing. But for those who seek the kingdom of God first, truly all things will be given. And I repeat, but it's in that order. Amen.
May you be blessed by the fullness of life in Christ this day and always. Amen.